another episode of Complete Circle Podcast. So this episode is actually a reflection episode. I figured what better way to end off the year than to look back and reflect and kind of talk about some of the things that I, you know, went through and what I learned and what I'm most looking forward to in 2024. I don't even know where to start. My goodness. I would definitely first off start by saying that 2023 was not the year that I wanted, but it was the year that I definitely needed. And it took me a while to really realize that. But in the end, genuinely and wholeheartedly, I can say that statement and stand by it. It was an interesting year, to say the least. I definitely went through, I would say, like a lot of losses, friendship-wise, relationship-wise, even job-wise. And it was just a lot of grief, I would say, and kind of hopelessness. And just not really seeing the light at the end of the tunnel for a good portion of 2023. I would say 3/4 of it, honestly. It was really rough emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It was just not it. And then something hit me. Not something. The Holy Spirit, like God spoke to me. And he changed everything, like my perspective and just how I was looking at the season and the year, and just everything that I was going through and seeing it for what it was really meant to be and what it was meant to do versus what I was seeing and what I was feeling. So in the beginning of 2023, like I said, I experienced a lot of like losses in terms of friendships. So at the beginning of the year, I definitely, you know, I lost two friendships that I wasn't expecting to, I guess, in a way. I don't know, maybe. And then middle of the year, I had something going on, and I think, you know, I'm not really in a space yet where I want to get into details about that, but one day I will definitely share the testimony. But also in June of this year, I did lose my job. And that was a lot. It was a lot. And that's kind of when, you know, things were really hard because I was going through a lot of things surrounding that. And so with that loss, it was just kind of like, dang, like, you know, like what am I supposed to do now? Like, what is everything going to look like moving forward? And it was really hard. It was really hard to see past everything that was going and not being able to see the purpose and the meaning behind it at first. And so that space was definitely, I would say, like, this is one of the hardest years I had to go through. Like, last year, I definitely will say that I hit rock bottom, and I will never go there again. And then this year, it wasn't as bad, but it really was close in a different kind of way. For me, it's always been so easy to focus on what isn't and, you know, the things that I lose and the things that are taken away. And I realized that it's not even about that. Like, when things go, when things no longer are, it's because God is making room for something so much bigger. And that's what hit me. So let me tell you, with my career, my job in counseling, right? I would say that I definitely was limiting myself and I was limiting God, meaning that I boxed myself into thinking that, okay, like this is the one route, the one way that God can use my gifts, my talents. This is the purpose he had for me. And, you know, I settled into the idea of like, okay, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I wasn't thinking outside of that. I wasn't trying to do anything outside of that. I was just going to kind of settle into it and be okay with doing that for the rest of my life. And then when I lost my job and, you know, everything else with that was going on, it took me a while. Like I said, I think a couple months ago, like 3 quarters into 2023, one day I was just getting ready in my room. And in the morning, usually I would put on a sermon or something to watch, you know, or to listen to while I'm getting ready just to have the time pass by. And this particular morning, I decided, like, no, I'm not gonna watch anything. I'm just gonna just get ready in the silence and, you know, just let the silence do what the silence does. And that very morning, that's when God hit me with what he hit me. And what he said to me was that, Samantha, you have been looking at this season of your life all wrong. You have limited yourself and you limited me along with that, thinking that I couldn't do any more than what I was already doing for you, or that you couldn't do anything more than you were already doing yourself. And he was like, this is your redefining season. This is the season where I take everything and I flip the script. I show you that I'm bigger than what you thought that I was, that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you ever thought that I could, and that this is not where it ends. This is not the end all be all of your life, your career, your purpose, and what I'm gonna be able to use you to do. And he told me, like, the opportunities are endless. Like, you can do anything you want. I can use you to do anything I want to do with you. But I needed to shift my perspective. I needed to see that this season wasn't meant to destroy me. It wasn't meant to keep me down and out, but rather it was meant to open my eyes, to expand me, to push me, to make me super uncomfortable, and most importantly, to see God as the God that he really is, and to really trust him and lean into him and know that it could look like the world is burning up and everything is falling apart, but in that, he's still there. And one thing that I learned, it's like when I tell you I had so many like moments and epiphanies that God just was like pouring into me in different times. And I was just like, wow, like everything just started to make sense. But what he really made me realize was that if God is in it, it's always gonna be good. Because there's nothing that God is in or a part of that can be fully bad or fully, you know, destructive or anything of the sorts. If God's hand is in it, God is a good God. He's a loving God. So if he's in it, just know that even if the situation may not look good, it may not feel good, it's still going to work out for your good some way, somehow, even if you don't see it. And that's what he really wanted me to realize, like in the midst of everything, to be able to trust him and know that he still loves me. He's still good. And even if it doesn't feel like it, he's still very much present. And he's in the deepest, darkest pits of it with me. And really just wanting me to see him as the father that he really is. Because I had such a warped perception of God for so long. I felt like, okay, if I don't do this, this, and that, and oh, if I forget to pray this morning, or if I forget to do my devotion, then oh, I'm a little less closer to God. Or he might look at me, you know, like he might think, oh, she didn't do it this morning and all this stuff. And I'm just like, yo, that's not God. Like, God is consistent. He is unconditional. He doesn't go by our human ways. It doesn't matter what I do or don't do, that can never separate me from his love. And he needed me to see that more than ever this year. And so after that perspective shift, y'all, the horizons expanded, my eyes opened, and I started to realize that this season is not supposed to be so horrible. Like, it's not supposed to be deep down, dark, and despairing. It's supposed to be my push. It's supposed to be my catalyst into purpose and into what he really has for me and what he wanted to do with me all along. And then the pieces started to connect and things started to make more sense. And even with, it's so crazy, even with starting this podcast, like all those years ago when I sat in my dorm room in college and the idea to start a podcast came and God gave me the idea and I was writing it down. And even then I didn't start the podcast for another like year or so. And then even just the name Complete Circle and wanting it now to be more than a podcast and to be a brand and to build on that. And I was like, wow, God, like you planted that seed all those years back for it to now be this and to continue to build into something more. And even just building something of my own, like y'all, I never, business and entrepreneur and Samantha did not go together a couple years back. Like I would never think that that's the kind of, you know, like I would never think that I wanted to build something of my own and be my own boss and work for myself and do these things. Because like I said, I settled into just, okay, work life, you know, 9 to 5 career, whatever. I went to school for this, so this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. But even the seeds of like entrepreneurship and the opportunities that God presented to me over the years to be more open to that. And to now ultimately knowing that that's the route that I want to go for the rest of my life. And that's what I really want to build towards. It was just like, wow, like God was so intentional in the seeds that he planted, in the opportunities he presented, and in the ways he just constructed everything. And I didn't even realize it until it was time for me to really see it. And God is so intentional and he's so perfect in his timing that it was like he knew right now, this year, at this time, with what I was going through, this is when I would need to know this and need to become aware of it the most. And my perspective just has shifted spiritually and just seeing him in such a different light and really learning to trust him and see him as my everything, my resource, my provider, my strength. Ooh, my strength, okay? So I feel like looking back on this year, losing people, losing relationships, losing my job, and turning away from the field of counseling, it was just like, I needed that. And in the end, the beautiful part about it is that I can sit here and say, thank you, God. I'm gonna get emotional. I can sit here and say thank you for what this year taught me, for what I went through, because even though in the midst of it I couldn't see, ooh, that it was for my good, in the end, that's exactly what he showed me. And I have such a peace, y'all. Like, when I think about, like, 3/4 of 2023, y'all, I didn't have any peace, okay? I did not have peace. I did not have internal peace. I did not have joy. I was not excited. Like, it was just a lot emotionally. And to be in a space right now, to feel so at peace, to be excited for what the future holds and looking forward to what God is revealing to me and how he's going to unfold it in my life, I've not ever been this excited or this much at peace, even though I should be in shambles, even though I should still be distraught. I'm not. Like, I'm so okay now with what went down this year and how it played out and how God was so present and how he showed himself to me throughout this year, that my relationship with him spiritually is in a place that it has not been in a long time. And I feel like that above all else is what came out of this as well. It's just my relationship with him and wanting to continue to build on that and having that desire to know him more and to spend more time with him and take my life with him to a different level. He knew what he was doing all along. And even if I couldn't see it, even if I couldn't feel it at the time, seeing it now and looking back, I'm like, wow, like all of it worked together for my good and in his purpose and in his perfect plan for me. And I would say another big thing that this year taught me was patience and grace. And I would say that for myself, Because if you don't have something for yourself, how are you really able to give it to other people, right? So having more patience and grace for me in my mistakes, in my failings, in my terrible decision making, being able to forgive myself and to not hold the shame and the guilt associated with it, and knowing that if God loves me and God gives me grace endlessly, who am I to not be able to give that to myself? And then developing that within myself in order to give it to other people was also really important. Because let me tell you, people will try you, right? And people will betray you, and people will do things that are just like, dang, like, that's crazy. Like, really, all you know those ones where you can say, like, all you can say is, damn, that's really crazy. But that's really a lot of the moments I had this year. And just realizing, like, yo, it's not even really about me. You know, being able to give, understand that a lot of it don't really got anything to do with me. And it wasn't personal. I just happened to be the person that they took it out on or projected it onto or whatever the case may be. And learning to be more patient with people too, and having a little more empathy, because everybody really be going through something. They may look a certain way, they may act like everything okay, but people really out here be going through things, and you'll never know it if they don't tell you. And so just learning to also have that for others and extending that same grace and patience to them, like, was a big thing. And I'm still learning, because people are gonna be people. So it's a work in progress, but we gonna get there eventually. And on top of that, I would say really genuinely learning to make God my best friend. Because he wants the best for me. And he wants to give me his best. I just need to learn to trust him and have faith. And even if it may not look good, knowing that he is good and it's going to be good and I'm gonna be okay. And learning not to just trust him when everything's okay, but when, you know, things hit the fan, seeing where my faith and my trust really is. Is it in him, or is it in my circumstances and my situations? And being able to build a more stable foundation in that. And being able to carry all of those things into the new year. And I will never forget this year. I really will never forget this year, because, like I said, it was a catalyst of peace and freedom mentally, emotionally, physically, and revelation and growth and healing, and being able to really move forward in the best way possible. And I'm not holding anything. I'm not harboring anything. I'm genuinely okay. And the beauty in that is just like, sometimes I be thinking, like, dang, Sam, like, you really be just chilling. Like, you really at peace. And it's like, life don't always be giving peace, but when God gives you the peace, it's completely different than when you try to seek it out yourself, or you find it in something or somebody else. Like, it hits so different. It hits different. And being able to set the tone for 2024, because let me tell you, 2023 was the year I needed. 2024 is going to be the year that I want it to be. Okay, period. Like, absolutely. Like, hands down, like, there cannot be a repeat of 2022 or 2023. Like, there will not be. It's only up from here. It's only forward from here. And I know I kind of like glazed over like a lot of the hardships that I went through this year. It's still a testimony in the making. And when everything is in God's, I'll say in God's perfect timing, when it comes together and he speaks to my heart to really share everything in more detail, I definitely will. I just don't feel like it's time yet. But I did want to be open about the fact that, I did lose those things this year and it sucked and it didn't feel good. And right now, sitting here, I'm okay. It didn't break me. It didn't ruin me. It didn't destroy me. It made me so much stronger and so much more grateful for what is, and being more mindful and aware of the little ways that God still shows up, even in the midst of the hardest times. And for 2024, God gave me a word for what my year will be. And the word for 2024 is becoming. And I like so love that word because it's so broad, yet so accurate for where I am and what God is doing. And it speaks to how this year and season has wrapped up. And when I say becoming, I mean so many things. Becoming more at peace, becoming more filled with joy, becoming more mindful, more aware, more discerning, becoming stronger, becoming what God is purposing me to, just really stepping into everything. Like, not one thing, not a little thing, but just becoming a healthier, better, stronger version of the woman that I am. And it's going to be a beautiful journey and experience. And not to say that everything is going to be roses and rainbows, because no, it's still going to be hard out here in these streets. But choosing to be all of those things, despite whatever may come my way, and still standing firm on what I know is true. And just becoming more planted and rooted in God, most importantly, because I know from there everything else will stem and be exactly what He wants it to be. And it's gonna be good. And I'm excited to carry the lessons learned this year into next year and to build on what God has spoken to me. And guys, it's gonna be great. Like I kind of spoke before, making Complete Circle into a brand and building more things under it. I'm not going to share everything, but it's going to be exciting. Like, what's coming is going to be exciting. And I know it's going to take hard work and time and effort and money and all these things. But above all else, I know that if God spoke it, that means He has a plan, He has a way, and He going to do what He need to do as long as I do what I need to do, and we going to do it together. And it's going to be a blessing. And it's going to be in alignment with exactly what I know I'm purposed on this earth to do. And it still builds on everything that I love. So it works out. And again, like if you told me at the beginning of 2023, this is where I would be mentally, emotionally, like this is what would be coming out of my mouth. Bro, I wouldn't believe you. I would not believe you. I would be like, nah, there's no way I'm gonna find peace at the end of this. There's no way that I'm going to be okay at the end of this. Like, there's no way I'm gonna come out on the other side of this smiling and praising God. And I would not have believed anyone if they told me that. And yet, here I sit and here I speak those words out of my mouth. And I genuinely feel it and I genuinely mean it. And I just couldn't be more grateful. I couldn't be more thankful to God for just keeping me, for sustaining me, for carrying me, and being my strength and being my everything. Because only Lord knows. Only Lord knows. And definitely a perfectly imperfect season. And I wouldn't change it for anything, because everything happened exactly the way it needed to for me to be sitting here right now, saying what I'm saying and feeling what I'm feeling, and for God to have been able to bring me to the point where he really revealed what his plan was for me all along. And if not the way it happened, I honestly don't think I would have been sitting here saying these things or feeling this way. So, yeah, 2023, it did what it needed to do, but I'm ready for it to go. And I'm ready to move forward and become and take you guys along the journey too, because I will be launching season 3 in a couple months. And I'm hoping, you know, and praying to come back bigger and better and to continue being a blessing. Praise God. Praise God. And for God to just keep using me. And, you know, think about what your word for 2024 is. Make 2024 intentional. Don't just say, okay, new year, new me. Like, okay, what does that mean? New you in what way? What are you going to change? What are you going to be intentional about? What are you going to choose? What are you going to let go of? How are you going to structure your year so that it is exactly what it is that you want it to be? What position are you going to put yourself in? What position are you willing to put yourself in? And really think about all those things and really reflect and think about what this year in particular taught you and what you're taking from this year that you're going to use next year to make it all those things and more. And then just see where it takes you. See where God takes you. Give it to him and trust and have faith that no matter what the year looks like, you're always going to end up exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you need to be doing, and God is still going to use you the way that he chooses. So stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay beautiful, and have a happy, blessed, healthy new year.